Good morning. Welcome to Friday morning prayer. We're using the Watch Wait liturgy this morning. Watch, wait. The day of God is at hand. Like the bird on a tree, God's possibilities are about to blossom. Stay awake. The reign of God is very near. We are here watching and waiting with hope. So tell me, why are we here? We come together to seek God's presence. We come together tired, rested, sad and happy. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together with all our fears and hopes about who we are, what we are doing, and what lies ahead. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together to enjoy each other this day. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together this day to seek the Spirit of God, who gives us courage and strength to follow Jesus and live our lives as companions of God. We come together to seek God's presence. Our Bible reading is continuing in Acts. We've got to Acts chapter 27. And if you're looking at that in the Pew Bibles, that's on page 1124. Page 1124. So chapter 27 of Acts, starting at verse 1. And when it was decided that we should sail for Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to a centurion of the Augustan cohort named Julius. And on embarking in a ship of Andramitium, which was about to sail to the ports along the coasts of Asia, we put to sea, accompanied by Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica. The next day we put in at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him leave to go to his friends and be cared for. This seemed to me a very generous act by Julius, to let Paul out of all the prisoners that he was responsible for go and see his friends in Sidon. I wonder who our friends are who have put us up when a port in the storm, when we have needed help, protection, guidance, sleep. So a moment to pray for the friends that are truly hospitable to us in our time of need, or ones that you want to give thanks for to God, that have been a great help and enriched your life thus far. So time to give thanks to God for your friends. And then verse 4. And putting out to sea from there, we sailed under the lee of Cyprus, because the winds were against us. And when we had sailed across the open sea, along the coast of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra in Lycia. There the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing for Italy and put us on board. We sailed slowly for a number of days and arrived with difficulty off Cnidus. And as the wind did not allow us to go farther, we sailed under the lee of Crete off Salmone, coasting along it with difficulty. We came to a place called Fair Havens, near which was the city of Lycia. In our day, travel seems to be quite a commodity. Every time I turn the TV on, which is not very often, there seems to be adverts about cruises, holidays, and the such like. Yet this type of travel was not really what Paul wanted. He hadn't booked the best berth in the ship, and he didn't really have the freedom to choose which ship he was going on. So, a time to pray for those that are travelling today, not because they have chosen to do so, but because they need to. Maybe we can pray for people we know that are in that sort of situation, or those that are searching for work, or those are migrants in some way, that they may be kept safe on their journey and find a fair haven. And then at verse 9. Since much time had passed, and the voyage was now dangerous because even the fast was already over, Paul advised them, saying, "Sirs, I perceive that the voyage will be with injury and much loss, not only of the cargo and the ship, but also of our lives." But the centurion paid more attention to the pilot and to the owner of the ship than to what Paul said. And because the harbour was not suitable to spend the winter in, the majority decided to put out to the sea from there, on the chance that somehow they could reach Phoenix, a harbour of Crete, facing both southwest and northwest, and spend the winter there. Paul was just a prisoner, and his voice wasn't heard. But he did give the warning. A time to pray for our leaders, to make good decisions, to listen to the good advice that they're given, to be able to cut through the opinions that are not right for this moment, and to have great wisdom about how to steer the ship, whether that's of an organization, a church, or a country. And so we come to the affirming prayer. Spirit of peace, quiet our hearts, heal our anxious thoughts, and free us from our fretful ways. Breathe on us your holy calm, so that in the stillness of your presence, we may open ourselves to trust and be transformed. Like the sun that is far away, but still close at hand to warm us, so God's Spirit is always present around us. We live, breathe, work, rest, and have our very being in you, God. Open now the windows of our souls so that we can see you. And when we can see God, we are free to truly love, free to truly live. Amen. Amen. Breakfast will be served downstairs shortly. You're welcome to stay as long as you wish. Laura and I will play the piece we played at the beginning, a piece of medieval music, if you wish to listen, but you're also welcome to go. Thank you.